Dame Lady Glavis has been one of the most vocal opponents to the establishment of the Erebus War Memorial and the Rose Gardens, as they're known sometimes. Some people call it Dovemire Robinson Park, but it's got a Māori ingoa. It's gone out of my head at the moment. She'll share that with us, no doubt. Thank you for joining us on the program again. Te marae kura, tēnā koe, Neida. Dobla dosli. Dobla dosli.
Dobla yotro.
Oh.
Ka pai.
Ka pai. How's that salted fish going?
Sweet as.
The kupus. Thank you, Neida. Well, firstly, look, this is not the way that we anticipated this would have ended up. But as it turns out, Tawhiri Mātea had a hand in what was happening here, and we're led to believe that plans for that memorial have now been shelved. The Mangatū Taonga Ministry for Culture and Heritage say that a new permanent home for the memorial needs to be found due to the grave damage that recent extreme and unprecedented weather events caused at the site. What did you think when this occurred?
Well, 2 years ago, I asked the Prime Minister, then Jacinda Ardern, why is it that she did not get a Māori arborist? Because a Māori arborist would have said the same thing about the stability of the whenua that's been proven by that cyclone. Anyhow, in terms of Taurarua Makaharehare, the tree stands safe and sound, and it certainly deserves celebration. That's one of three trees in this country, Pohutukawa, of that age. One is at Te Rerenga Wairua, this one here, and one in Te Araroa. And why would we want to do damage to it, for heaven's sake? And so I'm not against a national memorial for Erebus. There are many memorials already. There's one at Mangere, there's one in Christchurch, there's one down at Erebus itself. Why weren't any of those created to become a national memorial? And why here? Why here in Taurarua, Matahareare? And then we have to do damage to remember people who died in a tragic accident to a 200-year-old native Pohutukawa tree? It's over.
Yeah,
it's not
going
to go there.
You've actually, as I mentioned, been the strongest, most public opponent to the establishment of the memorial. But right from the get-go, Nadia, you've said, hey, it's not about the memorial. It's about protecting our taonga. So we took that on board. But sadly, we couldn't quite get into sync with some of the local people there who at times doubted and therefore discredited your stance and your perception about that rākau. Did that disappoint you?
Well, I feel for them. They are, you know, the families of the crew. For instance, the family of the pilot lives there in Parnell. And I feel for them. They suffered a tragedy. However, you know, we mere mortals on this earth are not here. None of us are here forever, 200 years, let alone that tūpuna rākau. And so I feel for them, but we've got to, this is the Ministry of Culture and Heritage. And a 200 tūpuna rākau surely is a culture and heritage that the ministry should be looking after. We also have Heritage New Zealand that should be looking after our taonga. And why does it have to rely on those of us at the flax roots that are not in paid positions to do what looking after our culture really means? Even so, I have to say the Green Party didn't come anywhere near us, so I'm not sure what's green about them. So there's a whole big wide story, and it was a team effort, I have to say. Kind of like, you know, you fight the battle, but it's the team that wins the war.
There are still lessons to be learned here, even though Tawhiri Mātea ultimately decided the fate of the standoff. Think the council faltered? The government have as well. Public notification was shoddy. I mean, the process that led up to the idea being put to the people or the plans for the memorial were pretty ordinary, weren't they?
I have got no doubts in my mind whatsoever, and it's evident now that it was deliberate. It was absolutely deliberate. The shoddiness of the process was deliberate by those who were involved with it, whether it be the council, the prime minister at the time, or members of the whānau. There were some members, for instance, Margaret Rowe, whose father died in the Erebus tragedy. She led the petition for 25,000 signatures who were opposed to it going at Matahari-hari. And yet, that didn't even get to a hearing in Parliament. The 25,000 signatures never got a voice in Parliament, and that's where it should have been heard. But, of course, it's all over now, and the 25,000 will be happy, plus others. And let this be a lesson to us in terms of these Crown agencies that's all over the country, in the interest, supposedly, of the two treaty partners in this country, do their job, do what they're paid to do. They didn't in this case. And I'm absolutely delighted, alongside others, that Te Ha, the name of the Tupu Ngarākau, Te Ha, the breath of life, continues to stand safe.
One down, many to go. What's going on at Hōtiō? You've got the fight at Hōtiō now.
Hōtiō River's the next fight, and yes, we'll be there for sure. We are what we call protectors of our environment. And wherever the environment needs protecting, that's where we'll be, for sure.
Tēnā koe.
So I hope Waste Management's listening to this.
Well, I hope they are too, to be honest, and the government will be saying, gee, did we give her that damehood? Gee, look at what she's doing. She's coming out and publicly embarrassing us left, right and centre.
Oh, so sad, too bad.
Oh, so that sad. Damehood,
that damehood's on a plane tomorrow off to London to the coronation of King Charles.
Are you?
The third. Yes, I am.
Well, tally-ho to you. Did he invite you personally, or are you gate-crashing?
Oh, I'm not gate-crashing, and I'm not a disruptor in this case. I was invited by the Prime Minister to accompany King Ituheitia and himself over to London to the coronation, and I'm absolutely delighted to accept. Whoever thought that when they signed Te Tiriti or Waitangi, I don't think it was their intent that any of the natives would be going to Westminster Abbey, but there we are.
Well, good on you. You leave tomorrow?
Yes, we leave tomorrow. We leave Auckland to Dubai, Dubai to London, and then there will be a pōwhiri for us, the New Zealand contingent. They originally thought it would be a whakatau, and I said, no, it will be a pōwhiri. It's the Prime Minister's first time to London as the Prime Minister. And there are those of us who will be carrying those on our shoulders with us. That's unseen to the naked eye. The pōwhiri will be as much to them as us going into London. So that'll happen on the 5th. The 6th, of course, is the coronation. And then there will be the concert, and hey, we're going to get to see Lionel Richie in the flesh
all night long. Oh, it sounds well. That sounds
like all night long.
Great. And Ngati Nanana, you'll see Ngati Nanana, Paddington Bear. Say good day to Paddington Bear for me. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'll give him a hoogie for you.
Please do, Nada. Oh, what a great trip. The Disruptor meets the King. Good on you, Nada. Travel safe. Okay. How long are you away for?
We're back, I think, on the 9th or the 10th.
Oh, I'll look.
It's a two-day trip to get home, so we leave there on the 8th.
Great stuff. I didn't know that, but there you go. Some interesting cordial off the back of our conversation. Travel safe, my friend, and I look forward to talking with you on your return. Kia ora.
Okay, kia ora.
Thanks. 603, our next